It seems like defensively, the discipline to put the sticks on puck all night was really something that you worked on. And was it like as a pattern, or was it, how would you describe the defensive effort?
I thought we played really well, up and down the lineup. Obviously that's a very skilled team. They got a lot of guys that want time and space. So our game plan was just kind of, be hard on them, take their space away. And, obviously that worked out really well for us the past two games.
What do you think makes you successful? I mean, they have big names on the other side. Obviously, they have a couple of blue chip prospects for the NHL. But for you, what has been the recipe of success to get them mostly off most good chances that they could have?
I think we have as deep of a lineup as anyone. I think what the biggest thing for us is we play our game. We don't play anyone else's. We're hard. We're physical. Obviously, you're a skilled guy. You don't like to get hit. So I think just, maintaining our identity. I think we did that for, just about 60 minutes. Obviously they scored that goal with, a minute and some change left, but I think that's as good of a game as we played as a team all year. And obviously, when we had our breakdowns, Prime was there to bail us out. I've said it time and time again, our goalies are the two best players on our team. You need that in playoff hockey. So, they're a big part of our success.
Speaking of the goalie, what sort of growth have you seen from Caden this season?
I think that's probably the hardest position in hockey, right? Like you go on, hot streaks, you go on cold streaks, but day in and day out, he shows up, he works really hard. We're extremely confident as a group playing in front of him. I think we saw that tonight. He made countless huge saves that could have been goals and changed the momentum of the game completely. But just throughout the year, no matter what's been thrown at him, he's been able to handle it, and, his success is showing off. And, that's as good of a game as I've seen a goalie play, maybe on any team I've ever been on. So just got to tip your hat to him. We love him. We love Pooh. They both battle every single day in practice and in the gym. And, it's nice to see it pay off for both of them.
Last night, the guys spoke about the team's bad start. How was that part of the game plan for tonight's game to get started on the right foot?
I think that just, that sets the tone for the whole game. Just get it in, play simple, make hard plays. The fewer mistakes you have, obviously, the better you feel. And, you set the tone for the next guys up the next shift. I think we, stuck with that, whether it was the forwards or D. And, obviously we were able to get the win. And that's, we're all extremely happy in that room over there.
Louis, it seems like since last night's third period, maybe you guys are collectively under their skins. We saw that tonight, maybe particularly in the third period with Murray on you and Jack Quinn and Davidson on Paquette. Do you feel like it's a mental welfare battle that you guys are winning?
Yeah, I mean, when things aren't going your way, it's easy to get frustrated, right? So I think we do a good job, obviously, of staying composed. Obviously you're allowed to battle, give it to each other out there. That's part of the game. But, I think just the mind space and on our team is pretty good. Like, we eat cross checks, we eat punches after the whistle. It doesn't matter. We play hard between the whistles, and the more frustrated they get, the better that is for us. I bet you they're thinking the same thing as well. So I think as long as we just stick to our game plan and, keep being physical. And like I said, nobody likes to get hit. I know I don't. It'll set the tone for game three.
How fun is it when the plan is to make them lose their mind and you see that it's working?
Yeah, I've been on the other end of it a lot too, so I get it. It's definitely nice when it works. It makes you feel good. All your teammates see it as well. And as soon as you start to see them get off their game, that's when you try to capitalize.
How big of a contrast is it to play in front of a crowd like that compared to Iowa?
This is the best crowd I've played in, obviously in the American League. I've played in the NHL a little bit as well, but, in terms of like energy and stuff, I'd take this rink over that any day, in terms of fan and crowd stuff. It's definitely different. I mean, nobody likes hockey like people in Quebec do. I've learned that this year. So it's an honor to be able to play in front of them. It's, something that I don't take for granted. And you feel good when you skate out of that tunnel, before puck drop, and you see everyone cheering and waving their towels and stuff. So I know it's not easy for other teams to come in here and play. And, we were able to take advantage of that the past two games.
Louis, finally, one more. Do you feel, I haven't watched as many games in the regular season, but just looking at the stats and everything. Do you feel more involved in the play offensively since the beginning of the playoffs? And we're seeing Sammy also getting more involved. Is it that something the coaches put in place in the beginning of the playoffs?
Honestly, not really. I think, you know, I try not to change my game no matter what. Obviously, some nights you get bounces, some nights you don't. I think it's important to stay true to yourself. You know, Sammy's the same way. He's obviously an offensive guy. It's nice to see him put up some points as well. But yeah, I think just everyone just plays to their identity, their role. And, you know, obviously you see it up and down the score sheet. Different guys are contributing, and that's what you need around this time of year. You know, nothing has to be pretty. You just got to get it done.